Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In a stunning move, the Montana State Library Commission voted on Tuesday to immediately sever ties with the American Library Association. We applaud the commission, and we hope this first long-overdue move will start a trend. For years, the American Library Association has promoted a far-left agenda and thwarted attempts to remove sexually explicit materials from libraries. In fact, they've been one of the loudest voices in favor of placing sexually explicit materials in the hands of children as young as kindergarten. For Montana, the issue came to a head when Emily Drabinski was elected president of the American Library Association for the 2023-2024 term. Drabinski is a self-described Marxist lesbian. In a press release following her election, she shared her vision for the American Library Association, in which she said, quote, "Consequences of decades of unchecked climate change, class war, white supremacy, and imperialism have led us here. We have a lot of work ahead to build collective power for the public good." End quote. The motion to sever the membership came from former Bozeman State Legislator Tom Burnett, who now sits on the Library Commission. In his motion, he said it would be a violation of the Montana Constitution to associate with an organization with an avowed Marxist as its leader. Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Derek A. Stryker testified in favor of Burnett's motion, saying, quote, "While the office of the president of the ALA may have been historically ceremonial, it is clear that the political ideology and vision of Ms. Drabinski is being carried out by the organization as a whole. Ms. Drabinski's vision for the ALA is entirely inconsistent with Montana values, and the Montana Family Foundation is glad that the commission is moving to withdraw from the organization." End quote. While librarians for the most part spoke against the motion, some spoke in favor, and others submitted written testimony anonymously saying they feared retribution if they used their real names. In the end, the vast majority of witnesses spoke in favor of the motion. Librarians for the most part repeated the theme that the ALA president is not a dictator and her vision could not be carried out without the approval of the ALA board. Those in favor of the motion countered by saying that Drabinski actually reflects the vision of the organization as a whole. She campaigned aggressively for the position, was very clear about her values and vision, and was elected anyway. Witnesses also pointed to the ALA website, which reads more like an environmentalist sexual orientation, gender identity, and social justice manifesto than a site dedicated to helping libraries do a better job at curating books. In fact, one witness even pointed to a video of an ALA official telling ALA members how to thwart and disrupt conservative events being held at libraries to counter drag queen story hours. When all was said and done, the proponents had made their case. The American Library Association is a far-left, ideologically driven organization. When the vote was taken, it wasn't even close. 5 members voted for the motion, 1 voted against, and 1 abstained. We at the Montana Family Foundation hope this is just the beginning of a nationwide trend. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.